The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, what's on the menu? Coach O'Brien is coming over for dinner.
Well, if I make anything, I just feel like it's not going to be good enough.
And Brock Osweiler faces his toughest task yet.
What are you going to ask me?
Advice to beat the Patriots.
Texans Buzz starts right now. Welcome to Texans Buzz, the show that is 1-0 after our premiere last week. And we're going to keep that going, right?
Yes, it's the show where you can win lots of cash and prizes. Actually, nothing. You'll win nothing tonight, but you will be entertained.
You will be entertained. Charles James is on the show. Yes. Singing and dancing from him. Mm-hmm. You cannot miss that.
And players will try to speak Spanish. I say try. It's an attempt.
Not very good.
It's funny. It's good.
Hispanic Heritage Game coming up against the Kansas City Chiefs here at NRG Stadium. Speaking of which, let's get you caught up on what happened this week.
Yes, I'm glad to come here and help. You know, this is a new season. You know, I know they played them last year in the playoffs. So, you know, we just got to come out here and just play Houston football.
You said...
You said...
Here we go, my dinner table again when I was growing up. Two older brothers, mom and dad.
Whitney is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Talk about the job he's doing.
Oh, he's incredible. He had a great game, obviously very deserving.
How do you like driving that car and having that responsibility?
I love it. I love everything about it. It's a quarterback's dream to be able to play in an offense like this.
Go ahead, Mark.
JJ Jones.
It's rare. Friendly banter here. Go ahead.
I mean, it's fun. It's like backyard football. You see all the defense lining up over here. You give the line a call. They all slide. You signal something to the receiver, and you get a big play.
On Jeff Allen, is it when you have a guy who's not far removed from being up with your opponent, do you lean on him a little bit?
As far as what?
With the game plan or what they look to do, you know, some of their tells, things like that.
I mean, he was a guard, so he's not going to, like, you know, tell us, you know, what the X is doing on this route or what the – you know what I mean?
You know, Jeff Allen, he's a guard, so that's why O'Brien said that. But he was asked about him because Jeff is playing his former team, the Kansas City Chiefs, on Sunday.
Yeah, looking across the line of scrimmage at those big dudes that he knew in Kansas City, so maybe he does have some intel on the personnel.
Yeah, speaking of big dudes on the opposite side, Whitney Mercilus, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Big news for Whitney. Two sacks last week, you know, just week one.
And he had three against the Chiefs in the loss to Kansas City last year, which was obviously not a good afternoon. But Whitney was the bright spot in that game. He has 8.5 sacks in the last three games he's played. Pretty cool stuff.
Whitney feasting on opposing teams. And you know who else will be feasting? Bill O'Brien. We caught up with some players this week and asked them, what would they serve their coach for dinner?
All right, this is going to be a tough one. All right. Coach O'Brien's coming over to your house for dinner. What's on the menu?
Okay, let's keep it simple. Cornbread, greens, pork chop, and yams.
Is he ready for all that?
I think he is.
All right. In an alternate universe, Coach O'Brien's coming to your house. I know it's a shock. It's a shock. All right. What you making him for dinner?
Well, if I make anything, I just feel like it's not going to be good enough.
But
fair answer.
I'm coming special. I'm coming with nice chicken. I don't know. I'm gonna grill it. I'm gonna grill some good chicken. Some like lemon pepper grilled chicken.
Okay, getting fancy with it.
Some macaroni and cheese. I mean asparagus. Cause I mean I like that meal. So hopefully he likes it.
You gonna treat him right?
I'm gonna treat him good.
All right.
I'm gonna treat him good.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I went to his house, he might treat me good. He might.
What you making?
Bacon. Actually, we'll go steak and then bacon wrapped scallops.
You ain't going to dinner. He's going to your house, expecting a meal. What you making?
Oh, man, I can get down in the kitchen now. So I can get down with some steak. We can do some lasagna, do a few things. So, it's one of those things where
little,
I have a little platter out there for him. You never know.
All right, a little protein mixed with carbs. A little something. I see you, baby.
What am I making? Hot Pocket.
Nice and easy. I like it. Nice and easy.
Hot Pockets from Jeff Allen. I like how the veterans are not really trying as hard as the rookies. The rookies are like really thinking about this question.
Yes.
All right, Mark, what would you make for O'Brien if he came to your house for dinner?
Reservations. We're going out.
So
all right.
Not the Vandermeer
I'm
house.
I'm good at
for
making
dinner.
Reservations. Very skilled at that, I might say. So, yes.
Table for two.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll bring the wives. I think it'll be important. Kind of soften it up a little bit.
Still to come, Charles James plays. Say what?
Brian Peters, nickname.
And Brock is on the hot seat.
Sit up straight, dude. There you go.
I think she was saying that to me, guys.
Stay tuned. Hey, everybody, it's that time where we get you caught up on the best of social media for the week, likes and stuff. This week, we had some big names and some big places. DeAndre Hopkins made the cover of Sports Illustrated. There were four regional covers. Hopkins was one of four NFL stars. Congratulations to DeAndre Hopkins, named a rising star by SI. All right, you know who else thinks DeAndre's a star? Texans fans, and they were in some cool places too this week. Check out some of these pictures. We had some fans in Rome visiting the Colosseum, sporting their Texans gear. We had Jennifer out in Ireland. Looks like Jennifer brought back some of the luck o' the Irish to O'Brien and the Texans. Let's hope it continues. But for this week, it definitely did, as the Texans beat the Bears, and two mayors put a bet out there on Twitter. Chicago's mayor and Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, put this out there, and Houston, of course, won the bet. Astros and Texans were on the line. And it looks like Houston will be getting some deep dish pizza from Chicago. Houston wins the bet, and Houston wins some deep dish pizza. And you know what goes really good with deep dish pizza? Who knew? I didn't even know. All right, so on the field, Christian Covington met up with his buddy, former Rice Owl, Bryce Callahan. They tweeted this picture, exchanging jerseys. Also, Kevin Johnson met up with Kyle Fuller. Both of them grew up in the Maryland area and got to shake hands on the field afterwards. All right, this is going to bring us to the Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
DeAndre Hopkins received a pair of Yeezy cleats from Kanye West and Adidas. He put these out on Instagram. Looking good, right? Well, guess what? DeAndre Hopkins also wore them in the game. And here's a nice shot of those cleats doing their thing in the end zone. DeAndre Hopkins, hope to see lots more of those throughout the season. Let's grab your hotel apple juice and toast to that. All right, if you see something that you like that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
Boy, we got taken in that bet. Deep dish pizza versus brisket. Brisket is way more valuable than deep dish pizza.
I agree. You're always a winner if you're getting brisket from Texas.
And with Kansas City, we could do a barbecue bet, you know? But Texas barbecue, way better than Kansas City barbecue.
We're not biased whatsoever. As far as this bet goes, the reason why Houston won was because baseball wins were 1 point. Football wins were 2 points. So Houston came out.
So that equals 3?
3-2. Good math there,
my
Mark.
Sharp.
You know who else is good at math?
Our kids.
Little kids. This week, they didn't ask Brock any questions about math, but they did put him on the hot seat for Kid Reporter.
Are you guys going to go easy on me, or you got tough questions?
Sit up straight, Jim. There you go.
I think she was saying that to me, guys. What are you going to ask me?
Advice to beat the Patriots. You've done it before.
Wow.
I thought we were doing easy questions. Is this for class to relay to the students or?
We're okay, jokes.
Yeah, jokes.
Okay, let's just get on with the questions.
Okay.
What was your favorite sports moment when you were a kid?
You know, there's a lot of them. I remember my very first touchdown pass. In high school on the varsity team, I was a true freshman. I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember my very first play of flag football in first grade. Believe it or not, I actually scored a touchdown on the first play.
How tall are you?
You have to guess first.
6'6".
Close. What do you think?
6'7".
Hey, there we go. There we go.
I knew it.
Who's your favorite football player when you were a kid?
My favorite football player. Well, let me ask you first. Who's your favorite football player?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow. Okay, that was a quick answer. You know, my favorite football, I didn't really have a favorite football player. I loved watching Jerry Rice. Do you know who Jerry Rice is?
Yes.
Of course I know who Jerry Rice is.
That's your favorite. Okay. You know, I really enjoyed watching Dan Marino play. I really enjoyed watching Steve Young play. Do you guys know who Steve Young is?
Yeah, we know Steve Young.
What team did he play for?
49ers and the Buccaneers.
Those kid reporters, Mark, they're so funny. We actually, the beginning part of that was before we even started shooting. They started firing questions at Brock, like, as soon as he took his seat.
About the history of quarterbacking with the Houston franchise.
That didn't make it.
We didn't want that kid reporter, no.
But, you know, how to beat the Patriots?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring that back. I don't know if Brock actually really even answered that.
No,
he's
he
pretty
didn't.
Smart.
No, he didn't. He's saving that. It's a secret. It's for next week.
Next on Texans Buzz, Miller Time isn't Lamar's only nickname.
A lot of people, well, my family, they call me Boo. I don't know why they call me that, but.
And Charles James puts on a show.
Yeah, I'm afraid, like I'm scared as a dog.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Ford Studios. This is the part of the show where you get to know a player that you didn't know previously, and this week it's Charles James.
Don't we know him already, though? We know about the Sox. We know about eating donuts in Central Florida when he was trying to make the combine and all this other stuff. And
Hard Knocks, shaking Peyton Manning's hand.
Yeah, Uber ride in San Francisco when he got cut by the Ravens. But is there more?
There is more, and Drew Doherty gets it out of him.
He's the star of Hard Knocks. He's the pit bull Mr. Worldwide of making socks. He's our guy, Charles James. It's good to see you.
AFC South on the line. You know we about to get it.
You are a special teams dog. That's what Brian Peters has called you and the rest of the guys on special teams. What was the energy like for you guys today?
Pumped up. Spit everywhere.
Spit everywhere. Everywhere. Quote of the year so far from you. What's that mean?
That means as soon as the ball is punted, like I'm down there in a full sprint. 9 times out of 10, like sometimes my mouthpiece still be in, but majority of the time it's out because like I'm not gassed, but I'm just ready to go, and I'm trying to get there with bad intentions.
Where's the mouthpiece go sometimes?
I don't know. It just stays there. So it's just like luckily I have a mouthpiece that Jones. I don't. It's attached to my helmet because sometimes I may scream when I come down there.
And if it wasn't attached, you'd be chewing dirt afterwards.
No question.
You do so many things well. I mean, great defensive player, great special teams player. You've got a sock line, great personality. You meet famous people. You're also an excellent dancer. What? Let's break this down. What are some of these moves going on here?
Get it, Chuck. Basically, wow. This was an off day. So basically what that is, like, so from Florida, there's something called a Lauderdale drop.
Lauderdale drop?
And it's called juking. So that right there is called juking. Okay. Like, basically with my shoulders, and that's, like, almost like Lauderdale dropping or whatever. It's like a down south thing, but, you know, when you're in Florida, like, I'm from Jacksonville, but everything comes down.
You're really good at that. I would have ripped up, like, both MCLs and, like, a...
Everybody always tell me I got good knees, man.
Hey, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold. That's Outkast. All right.
You sing Outkast.
Yes.
And you have sang Outkast with Jonathan
one
Grimes.
One of my favorite groups.
What's your favorite song of theirs to sing?
Probably The Whole World.
Sing it.
Yeah, I'm afraid, like I'm scared as a dog. Or So Fresh, So Clean. Ain't nobody don't ask me, I'm just so fresh, so clean.
You've met a lot of famous people. Give us a list. Like, let's tick it off.
Drake, Shaq, Deion Sanders, Denzel Washington.
Greatest Denzel Washington movie.
Training Day. Yep. Training Day. Man, I've met a lot of people.
Charles Woodson.
I talked that dude the ear off. Like, my rookie year, I was playing for the Giants, and he was in Oakland. And I talked his ear off for a pregame warm-up. He couldn't even warm up because I wanted to know so much about him. He probably like, this guy's a lunatic afterwards. But
why would you not talk that guy's ear off? I mean, he's the best, one of the best ever.
He's one of my favorites.
Who do you want to meet, famous-wise? Could be anything. Doesn't have to be football, necessarily.
I'm a big fan on rap. T.I.'s my favorite rapper.
Okay.
So I haven't had the chance to meet him yet. I still have all of his hard copies of his CDs because I'm a big T.I. fan.
Well, Charles, I got a surprise for you because behind that door, none other than T.I. Can you open it up?
Yeah, you want.
It's T.I.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he went away. So.
That's horrible.
Time to play Say What.
Say what?
Brought to you by I.W. Marks.
With Charles James, you're gunning for Brian Cushing. He has the most with 6, okay?
Thanks.
You ready? You got to say the word. Right. Or get me to say the word. Ready?
Right, yep.
Go.
What I was just saying. about what I was just doing pregame.
Dancing.
Yep. Food that, dog it. It has a lot of stuff in it. Some people like to order it when it's like, they'll
Chinese food.
Yep. Shipley's.
Donuts.
My special teams coordinator.
Larry Izzo.
Brian Peters, nickname.
Twerkulies.
What I was a star of.
Specialty.
The show.
Hard Knocks.
Where I'm from.
Jacksonville.
College I went to.
Charleston Southern.
This video game was the best video game of all time.
Super Mario Brothers.
Nope.
Tecmo Bowl.
Shooting.
James Bond.
Yes.
Charles James, singing, dancing, he does it all, but how did Drew Doherty get all those questions right?
I have a theory that Drew might know some of the answers to those before. I don't know. We'll have to investigate.
You know what else I'd like to investigate? I want to see you do the Lauderdale drop.
What is it, like
Aren't
this?
You from Florida?
Oh, no, this is Karate Kid.
You got to drop for the Lauderdale drop,
not
Mark.
Happening.
Oh, you going to work on that?
Yes.
Maybe.
I've got to stretch for like 3 weeks, and then I can do it.
You know who's another player that we really like to get to know is Lamar Miller, and this week he answered fan questions.
From Jesse, what nicknames other than Miller Time have you had? A lot of people, well, my family, they call me Boo. I don't know why they call me that, but they call me Boo. From Lauren, salsa or guacamole? I say guacamole for the most part. I eat guacamole sometimes with my chipotle or spaghetti sometimes. From 24/7 Texas, what's been your favorite part of Houston so far? Houston has some really good food. Everywhere I've been so far, you know, the food's been pretty good, so I say the food. From Natalie, what is the song you have to listen to during pregame? I don't know. I listen to a lot of different songs. I say I listen to Meek Mill's Dream Chaser. That's something that I always listen to. From Brian, do you play fantasy football? If so, who's your running back other than you, of course? I don't play fantasy football. You know, I try to stay out of that. But, you know, a lot of fans, they always come at me on Twitter and stuff like that.
Lamar Miller puts guacamole on his spaghetti. I'm not really sure if that's a Florida thing, because I've never heard of that before. But I like how he picked up right away that Houston has a great restaurant scene.
Yes, it does. And I like the nickname Boo. At least I think I do. I might use that in a call.
I tried to call him that as he was leaving, and it didn't work. I'm going to stick to Lamar for now. Can these Texans speak Spanish?
Pocorito.
Mark.
Yes.
Habla español?
Sí, poquito.
Bueno.
La pelota, los Texans. No?
Bueno. Ahora, we talk to some players and ask them if they hablan español también.
How's your Spanish?
Very bad.
You know anything?
No. Pocorito. Pocosito. Not good.
Horrible.
Yeah. Well, you grew up in Miami.
Yeah, I don't know Spanish at all.
Un poquito. Español.
Not very good at all.
I can just say hi, like, hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien.
Puedo ir al baño, por favor.
¿Qué tal, Kareem?
¿Y tú? Muy bien, ¿cómo estás?
Ah, muy bien, gracias.
Sí.
Cervezas.
Look, Mark, in Mexico City, we know that if John Simon needs to use the bathroom, he will be able to find one.
Very important to know how to say that. Also, to order a meal, I think, is very important. It's Hispanic Heritage Day tomorrow at NRG Stadium when the Texans entertain the Chiefs.
And Blitz, who picks games every week, he obviously always picks the Texans, but let's see who he picked this week. He's doing really well in our leaderboard.
He's beating us. Beating us. The dog.
La 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 la.
So what I did not want to happen last week happened. I'm losing to a dog. We're both losing to a dog.
Yes.
Blitz is undefeated in this league. How did this happen? But I think we're going to catch up this week, Mark.
He's good. That's all I have to say.
He picked some upsets.
Yes, Cleveland, because he likes the dog pound. So he's going to go with the Browns, and so will I, as a matter of fact.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us this week for Texans Buzz. But we'll be here next Saturday, same time, same place. But for now, we're really pumped up about these picks, and we're pumped up about tomorrow's game against the Chiefs.
Get this one! Get it! NRG Stadium, Houston Texans host the Kansas City Chiefs.
We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. We're a competitive football team. That's all that matters.
Let's do it together. Offense, defense, special teams. Nobody comes into our house. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3, Texans!
Touchdown, Houston. And this place is going crazy.